Good day, great people. I welcome you to a new episode of the Healing Streams podcast. Your host today is Timothy Akinshola. I pray that as you listen, the Lord will give you understanding in Jesus' name. The scriptural passage for today's study is found in the book of Psalms chapter 16. I read from the Contemporary English Version. Verse 1, protect me, Lord God. I run to you for safety, and I have said, only you are my Lord. Every good thing I have is a gift from you. Your people are wonderful and they make me happy. But worshippers of other gods will have much sorrow. I refuse to offer sacrifices of blood to those gods or worship in their names. You, Lord, are all I want. You are my choice and you keep me safe. You make my life pleasant and my future is bright. I praise you, Lord, for being my guide, even in the darkest nights. Your teachings fill my mind. I will always look to you as you stand beside me and protect me from fear. With all my heart, I will celebrate and I can safely rest. I am your chosen one. You won't leave me in the grave or let my body decay. Verse 11, the last verse. You have shown me the path of life and you make me glad by being near to me. Sitting at your right side, I will always be joyful. This psalm was written by King David. It has been understood to be a prophetic psalm describing the travails of Jesus who was to come later. The first verse revealed a solemn prayer to God asking for protection. Protection from danger and evil are more needed than ever before. Remember that David was a warrior who leads men to battle. He must have seen men falling by the sword on the battlefield, which explains the reason for his cry to God. Do not take your safety for granted. Ask God every day to protect you. How does he protect you? The scripture makes us know that he does so through his angels. The second verse identifies that there is only one God, no other one. The gods of wood, clay, gold, thunder, and others that men have worshipped over the years are no gods at all. They are so limited like the man who made them. In fact, it is foolishness to create a thing that you now begin to worship as a god. Does not even common sense tells us that it is the creature that should worship the creator, not otherwise. Note that there is a twist to that. Many of us do not toe that line anymore because of increasing knowledge. Though some still do that, the trend today is that money, fame, fashion, power, sports, and lust have become our gods. Many have lost their commitment to God and His word on the altar of money. Believers who lie, cheat, and even kill in order to make some cash have abandoned their faith and followed the god of money. Today's podcast is a call for reflection and repentance. As useful as money is, it is still not your God. That verse 2 ended by identifying that God only is the source of every good gift. The devil can make you smile for a while, but know that the sorrow that comes afterwards will wipe away every remembrance of what he gave you. Wait on God for all that he has for you. He won't fail. He makes all things beautiful in his own time. Finally, for today, one of the good gifts of God to us is his people. They are a very precious set of people. They provide comfort, strength, joy, and peace. When you come in contact with them, they do not pull you down nor look down on you. They appreciate your difference and uniqueness. They also correct in love. They are great givers. They teach you the ways of God without condemning. They are kind and gentle. Associating with God's people is the next best experience you can have of fellowship with Jesus in bodily form. I encourage you today to always fellowship with the believers in your neighborhood, workplace, and family today. If you are yet to accept Christ into your life today, I implore you to do so. The decision will give you access into God's family of the beloved. For prayers and counseling, kindly write to us at healingstreamspodcast@gmail.com. God bless you. Amen.